Will AI help or harm resilience? I'm Brian Strausser, principal and chief executive here at BrightPath, and this is the Managing Uncertainty podcast. So let me set the stage for this conversation. As you know, and we've talked about before on this podcast, AI is everywhere. It's in boardroom level conversations. It's in regulatory discussions. It's being talked about by the President of the United States, by leaders around the world, by legislators and parliaments throughout the entire world. And you're probably using AI already in some level of your daily operations. And your company is probably going to continue to do that, whether it's some derivative of OpenAI or some derivative of Perplexity or Google Gemini or Claude or one of the other major models that are out there. The central question for us as resilience leaders is, will AI strengthen organizational resilience, or will it create new fragilities for our organizations? Will it make things worse rather than better? There's a number of examples of AI that we have probably been using or seen in crises already. I will give you two that I've seen just in the past week. One is predictive analytics using AI for supply chain failures, like where are the gaps from a third-party risk perspective. But also I've seen AI deepfakes fueling disinformation on the internet and in social media, particularly in election campaigns and related public policy controversies. There's a lot of promise around AI for resilience that I think it makes a good place to start. AI accelerates our ability to do certain things in a much more rapid manner than before. Threat detection, incident analysis, recovery simulations, consuming large amounts of information are all things that AI really helps us with in terms of speed and scale. It also has predictive capability that makes it faster than a human, and perhaps helps us find things that we were missing before. AI-powered BIAs, for example, scenario modeling for exercises, and early warning for disruptions are all things that AI excels at. From a crisis communication standpoint, AI can provide automated translation, rapid sentiment analysis in surveys or communication or other updates, and real-time engagement from stakeholders. From an operational resilience perspective, AI-driven monitoring of our supply chains, of IT systems and critical processes are all generally more accurate and quicker than older rules-based systems that required human intervention. As a simple example, we believe that cybersecurity resilience has been boosted because of AI-driven anomaly detection that can tell the difference between a routine event and an actual incident. But again, these tools are continuing to evolve. But there are risks and potential harms that we should talk through. There's a false sense of security when leaders are trusting the algorithm over human judgment, and I don't think we're going to get past that for a long time to come. There are bias and blind spots that we have to be careful of. Poorly trained and poorly set up models can exacerbate vulnerabilities in your organization. There's a crisis communications risk. We talked about deep fakes before, but misinformation and AI-generated content damages trust, and because it can be written in such a confident, manipulative manner, that folks will fall for this false information as opposed to seeking real information. From an operational dependency, AI outages, of course, become a single point of failure for the organization. And there's regulatory and reputational exposure as this area of business continues to grow and go through regulatory scrutiny. And I think we will see more of that. But the misuse of AI could create new compliance issues and erode the confidence of stakeholders. In terms of leadership imperatives for AI, when it comes to resilience, let's talk about a couple things. First, that your use of AI really needs to align with what your organization's risk appetite is. What are your resilience objectives? What are you willing to take on from a risk standpoint? And this goes back to your ISO standards for 22301 and 31000 around your principles for governance and leadership and continual improvement. Second is that a human needs to remain in the loop. Technology, particularly AI, is something that this technology augments rather than replaces decision-making in a crisis, but it can help you gather information and make recommendations. When you're thinking about exercise scenarios, I would think about incorporating AI failures, misinformation campaigns, and automation breakdown in exercises. When it comes to influence and trust, that leaders need to communicate clearly how AI is being used in resilience to build internal and external confidence. And lastly, I would think about using this as a part of a life cycle, meaning that you have some continuous evaluation of how AI is working for you and where AI is integrated into your overall resilience program. To wrap up, AI, from our standpoint, is a resilience amplifier. It's not a replacement for the work that we do, but it has the potential to make us more efficient and smarter than we were before. I would look at how you can embed AI in ways that are tested, that are properly governed and transparent. And then I would encourage all of you as resilience leaders to ask yourselves, is AI helping us improve our resilience? Does it help us reduce recovery times? Does it build and help us safeguard trust in a crisis? Again, I believe that AI can be an accelerant, but also a vulnerability if not managed carefully. Our role as resilience leaders is to ensure that AI strengthens, not undermines, our organizational influence. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. I'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.